GoX electric scooters are zooming around town here in parts of Honolulu, and they're raising some eyebrows. The rental company set up shop in Waikiki and Kaka'ako, and the city wants to know more about its operations. If you recall, the city cracked down on Lime scooters more than a year ago when that company unleashed its devices without the city's consent. Since then, Lime has come to the table with city and state transportation officials to talk about how best to regulate the micro-mobility industry across the islands. State lawmakers took up several proposed bills, which got their first hearings just this week. We reached out to the city's deputy transportation director, John Noucci, to try and understand if the scooters are allowed on our streets and sidewalks.
I personally downloaded their app to just see where they're maybe deployed, and it appears that they have sites that they're renting these from, and they're in one place in Kaka'ako and a bunch of different places in Waikiki. So right at this minute, it looks like there's about 43 scooters available in the Honolulu area right now.
What was your reaction when you first saw these? Because given the experience that we had with Lime.
Yeah, we were a little bit surprised. You know, we have been working very well with all the different scooter partners, and that's in collaboration to, first of all, make sure that these devices are able to be operated on our city roads, or, you know, just so that there is some specification in the state traffic code that, you know, accounts for these scooters that may not have been contemplated before. So we were working with our partners in the legislature and the different business partners to maybe all get together and figure out how to specify these and how these would be expressed in the traffic code. In the previous year's legislative session, however, you know, COVID happened and we were not able to successfully send a bill to become law and to change the traffic code. But I do believe we're on a good path to do that right now. There's a bunch of different bills enabling scooters in the traffic code, and that's in collaboration with all the other nationwide partners that, you know, have reached out to us and want to do things the right way. And I think, you know, even in the past, you know, we had Lime collaborate with us on this legislative, on these bills, and, you know, with the Senate and the House, so that everybody could be legal and compliant. And so this was a little bit of an aberrant move that we didn't expect.
And so was GoX a part of the group that helped to weigh in on updating the traffic code?
No, they were not. And, you know, and so as a part of that, once the scooter is incorporated into the traffic code, if we're successful with that through this legislative session, we do anticipate that once they're enabled by the state, each county would also have to make some kind of ordinance and regulations as to how each county is going to contemplate these vehicles on county roads. So we would then work with our city council to figure out, you know, where they could be operated. You know, as long as the state was permissive on it, then we would figure out where they could be operated in the city and county of Honolulu, and, you know, other things like speed and just the different things that might vary from county to county. We would be able to determine that through ordinance building, bill building with the Honolulu City Council. So there's still a couple steps to go. And that's why we were very surprised that GoX entered the market, and at a time when, you know, everybody seemed to have been partnering together and working towards a good outcome.
Micromobility, it's a big deal, right? But it is hard to get the regulations when you have every new fangled device launch on the street.
To that end, that's why I think we wanted to be very prescriptive. So first, the lower bar would be to have it, you know, permitted in the state traffic code. And then after that, we would want to make sure that the ordinances that we build for Honolulu would fit the city that we have. So understanding that we have some narrow sidewalks, we would work to figure out the best place for these to operate. And we heard pretty loud and clear from the first round of Honolulu residents when we did go through establishing shared micromobility operations that, you know, they didn't want these on the sidewalks, that people felt threatened by having something that could go up to 19 or 20 or so miles per hour competing with kupuna and other pedestrians on sidewalks. So to that end, that's why I think once we were clear that the state would allow these devices, then we would have built more specific regulations for the city.
Well, I think everybody was pretty shocked when Lime came into the market. The city got tough and ended up seizing their scooters. So what's the plan for Go?
You know, we don't know much about their operations right now, but we would hold them to the same standard, to the same laws that we held Lime to in the past and that we would hold anybody else to in the present. There are laws about leaving private property in public spaces, and we want to be very careful about that. That being said, you know, we probably would respond if we had a complaint about it, but we also do have to see. We don't know much about their operations, and I think part of that is we had hoped that we would have a better relationship with anybody who was participating in shared micromobility. And so part of that is going to be relationship building with the different parties. And, you know, as I've said, we have come together with a lot of the different nationwide providers to work with the Ledge and move forward together. And so it might be that we just have to build a relationship with GoX.
I mean, I would think there would have to be some kind of consequence.
Yeah, I think that's something we would definitely look at, compliance, and would be a big issue as we move forward with micromobility.
What can you tell us about the location of these racks? Are they on private or public?
I only know from what I know from their app. And it seems like they have some locations at hotels, but it seems like they're also vending them from other private business locations that they may have made partnerships with. If they have these partnerships and these devices are being rented or shared from private property, the city doesn't really have that much jurisdiction over that. But we would necessarily have maybe get involved when we talk about the operations of these devices on city or state roadways or on sidewalks.
This week you had the first hearings on the traffic code change, is that right?
Yes. There are actually multiple bills in both House and the Senate. So we're very hopeful that this will fruit, you know, some legislation that will allow these types of vehicles to operate in the state. And we are seeing more people using them, even as little private vehicles. And so we just want to make sure that we're not into necessarily overarching, like over-regulation, but we want to make sure that we can specify some laws that will keep everybody safe, more so to keep the public safe and to keep the operators safe and to keep, you know, whoever interacts with these scooters safe. That's probably our first priority, is safety.
That was John Ouchi, Deputy Director of the City Transportation Services Department, talking about the entry of the rentals of GoX scooters in our Honolulu. He says the company initially indicated it was going to be making its presence known around hotel properties, and the city is trying to better understand its operations.